Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
NFL trade deadline now less than a half an hour away. The Buffalo Bills with two open roster spots. And we welcome in Matt Perino covering the team for the Syracuse Post-Standard. Syracuse.com, where you can read his work. And Matt, two roster spots, and Brandon Bean with the history of making moves right up against that deadline. I guess the easy question is, are they done? Do you think the Bills are going to sit on their hands? Are they done here before 4 o'clock?
My best guess is it's going to really come down to the cost. Like, you're seeing a lot of teams surveying the market, and I think the most interesting one that, well, you know, was the Chiefs kind of being in on Marshawn Lattimore until the price just got too much that they were willing to pay. And that's what I don't think Brandon Bean is going to chase. He's not going to chase the deal that's going to cost him too much of the draft capital that he's accumulated. He's already given up one of those pieces in the Amari Cooper trade a couple weeks ago. And I think that that's the piece of this. Now, I've always thought it was going to be like maybe a secondary piece. Sebastian Joseph Day makes a lot of sense. Can they get the compensation right? It appears that there's a couple of teams that are talking to the Titans right now, according to reports. So that might be what the Titans are doing. They're probably waiting it out, trying to see if they can't play a couple teams together and see if they can't up the price a little bit. And on the Lattimore front, the Washington Commanders ended up paying more than the Chiefs were willing to pay. And it's a great thing for the Bills. And apparently they were in on the Baltimore Ravens were in on Lattimore, too. The price was not right for them. They end up with Tre'Davious White, which I think Bills fans are probably a little bit more comfortable with.
Yeah, Matt, we did have the Bills making a move today. Mike Edwards released. Didn't see all that much time. Any thoughts as to why this really didn't work out for Edwards here in Buffalo?
There's a lot that goes into it. I think first and foremost, when you come into a new situation and you have to learn a new defense and you're never on the field, you know, to be able to play in games, that is going to put you behind the eight ball. And I think that it wasn't just the summer. It was the spring, too. I mean, he got hurt early in the off-season program, so now you're doing rehab off to the side, trying to figure out, all right, what this defense is like without getting into reps, and it's like mental rep after mental rep. Then you get to the season, and they realize, oh, wait, we have DeMar Hamlin. He knows the system. He's comfortable in what we're asking him to do. And I also think that, you know, he got $2.8 million, $1.6 guaranteed. That's a veteran, a low-end veteran contract, and it was to come in and compete for the job. Even Sean McDermott said that they kind of thought he would compete for a starting job. But don't forget, this is a career backup. I mean, he's only had 1 year where he was a regular every down starter. That was with Tampa in 2022, the year after they won the Super Bowl, when they, I think they moved on from a safety or two. And he played so well that they decided not to bring him back the following year. And he was in a backup role in Kansas City. So I think what happened is the signing maybe got blown up a little bit too much and fans had this expectation. But he was never going to be the heir apparent to Micah Hyde. I think, you know, DeMar Hamlin always kind of had the inside track on it because of his history with Sean McDermott, the scheme, understanding, and he's younger.
Well, let's talk about it since you brought it up, because Gino and I think a lot of Bills fans are wondering now, with one less safety on the roster and a couple of roster spots, holding out hope that a familiar name will be back there in the Bills secondary. What do you think about Micah Hyde making a return at some point here? They don't have to do it before the trade deadline, but do you think that there would be any interest in Micah Hyde coming back to the Bills, accepting a role as kind of like a mentor instead of a guy who's on the field? I struggle with that because I feel like a lot of these guys, they love to play so much and they're such competitors that taking a back seat to anybody is something they don't really want to do.
Right. It's so complicated because I think it's like a great story, right? I'm rooting for it because, you know, getting Micah back in the locker room down the stretch would be great for me professionally. he was always, you know, somebody great to talk to in the locker room. Has been a part of this entire Bills with Sean McDermott. So adding that back into the mix makes a lot of sense. But I go back to last season, and I don't think by the end of last year I was convinced that he can come back and play NFL football. And, you know, the fact that they kind of hung out all offseason long and, you know, waited and said, yeah, it's still in the mix and so on and so forth, and the fact that we haven't heard any real rumblings about it. Is it always a possibility? Of course. But he'd have to be, A, in football shape, or be in a place where he can get back into football shape pretty quickly. And then there's just the question, like, you're going to play the Baltimore Ravens down the stretch. You're going to play, you know, potentially in the playoffs, the Chiefs. You're going to play the Chiefs, the 49ers, the Lions down the stretch in the regular season. Do you really think that, like, are you confident in Micah Hyde being able to come in here and really be a factor in those games against teams that really want to be physical and run the ball? I have my doubts. But at the same time, I think that it can mean a lot from a morale standpoint, like what he means to a lot of people in that building. So I'm never going to rule it out, but I'm more on the side of probably not. And, you know, I think that they're eager, potentially, that if Cole Bishop is called upon, if there's an injury, what does that look like now that he's gotten thrown out there for a start? He hasn't played a ton. He's had some moments on special teams. I still think they're pretty bullish on what he can do given the opportunity. It's been the year of the rookies. I mean, all of these rookies have come in outside of Bishop and found a way to make an impact at some point. That could be a continuation of that storyline.
Matt Perino joining us. And just so everybody knows, if Brandon Bean does make a move while we have Matt on, we'll get Matt's thoughts, and then you got to scoot here as your day job with the Syracuse Post-Standard. Certainly, we appreciate all the work you do there. Matt, I didn't think the Bills might be looking for a wide receiver. However, the circumstances here surrounding Keon Coleman and the way that they kind of phrased it, more information, I'm thinking back, oh, that's kind of how they described the Terrell Bernard injury, where we didn't know much about it and he missed some time. But what's your read right now on the Bills' rookie wide receiver with that wrist injury?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I saw him in the locker room afterwards with the brace on, and it seemed like he was moving okay. Like, a lot of times, like, depending on the severity, you wonder if there might be a sling on there and everything. But, you know, you don't want to, you know, try to figure out until we actually hear the news what this is going to look like and what the kind of timeline is going to be. But the fact that he's still getting evaluated on it, I think, raises the level of concern. And if they lose Keon Coleman for an extended period of time, or in worst case scenario, for like a real long stretch of time, that changes the math for this offense. Because, you know, Amari Cooper coming in definitely revitalized and recharged this group. But if Keon Coleman, who is arguably your most explosive playmaker on offense, is now no longer in the mix, I feel like it kind of dulls things a little bit. So will the Bills look to make a move there? I don't know how many guys are left out there that you can make a play for. I know that they like, you know, we still have kind of not seen the KJ Hamler experiment. I'm surprised that we haven't, in all of these elevations over the last couple of weeks, we've seen Virgil activated the last couple of weeks. I was surprised 2 weeks ago that it wasn't Hamler. So I still think that's something they can play. A guy that has been in their system now going back to January, he started to do his install when they signed him to a futures contract. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing what that looks like. And the more that we go along here and Curtis Samuel is dealing with this, you know, revolving door of injuries. It was the toe early in the season. Now it's the shoulder. You know, Joe Brady commented on, you know, how much he played hurt this past week. And, leads you to believe that he's probably going to be hurt again this week against the Indianapolis Colts. Maybe getting a fresh, healthy KJ Hamler out there might not be the worst idea. I'm surprised they haven't gone to that yet, and maybe this is the week that we see it.
Matt, I want to go back to Sunday, the win, and you know, we talk about how important confidence is for a player in the NFL. If you're playing with confidence, chances are you're a part of something bigger and you're on a winning squad. And we were worried about Tyler Bass for most of the preseason, the beginning of the season, wondering how confident he was. And I think you can erase that as an excuse moving forward. If Tyler Bass struggles, it's not about his confidence, because it has to be an all-time high given what he did on Sunday, correct?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think that this is a guy that he was hearing it, and we don't probably talk enough about it over the last couple of weeks as this storyline is kind of built, like what he went through in the offseason. I mean, to get bullied the way that he did, some of the threats that he received online led to him deleting all of his social media accounts, and then obviously a lot of Bills fans donating to his charity and that kind of cool story as well. But, you know, he went through a lot this offseason, and coming in knowing that all eyes are on you every single kick, I mean, that it's pressure-packed, and it felt like that. Like, when you talk to him, when you talk to the Bills about it, whether it be Sean McDermott or Brandon Bean, there's a level of consternation about the entire situation. So to have him have that moment in a game where you have the first two kicks where he makes 47 and 40-yarder, and you're like, okay, like he's building some momentum here. Like, this is a 3 weeks now where he's been really good. Then he just badly misses the extra point. You're like, oh, man, is this a complete, you know, fall back to what was going on early in the season? And to even send him out there for that 61-yarder, I think that Sean McDermott, you know, either deserves some credit for that or some like kind of side-eye looks. Like, there's probably a lot of people in that stadium that wouldn't have trusted Bass in that spot, but they did. They sent him out there in a huge spot, because if he doesn't make that, they at least have a Hail Mary opportunity to try to win the game. We know the Bills' history under Sean McDermott with Hail Mary. So it was a big moment. I think that there's not going to be a lot that he deals with moving forward that's going to test him the way that he was tested for the most part over the last 9 months. And I think he's in a good spot. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of this is kind of put behind him. And I wonder also, making a kick like that, if it relieves a lot of the fans who have been kind of on him when he does make a mistake, if maybe he doesn't get a little bit more rope because of the big-time moment he just had.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we're talking to Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard. Bills and Colts this week, and this seems like a long time ago, but that was the last time these two teams played. That was the Jonathan Taylor game, as I thought. You know, Frank Reich has been fired from two jobs since then. Matt, my fun fact of the day, the fact that the last time the Bills won in Indy, 1998, the game that sparked Flutie Mania, as Rob Johnson gets hurt in that game. I concern coming out of the Dolphin game, the Bills' run defense a little leaky there. Was it just something that Miami was doing, or you know, do you think the Bills can get this cleaned up in time to face Jonathan Taylor and the Colts?
I mean, I think it's a couple of different things. I think you have a second-year linebacker in Dorian Williams who, you know, has shown really well at times, but I think the area that his game still needs to grow is in the run game. And at the second level, they miss Matt Milano a ton. Terrell Bernard was really good, and Tyrell Dotson's strength of his game last year and why he was the answer when Milano got hurt was his ability against the run. And I think that you're seeing not having somebody in that role that's consistent, that flies and reads, you know, the gaps and flies through the way that he has. I thought Terrell Bernard had a really good game for the most part the other day. He made a couple of big-time tackles, and you see his imprint in that part of the game. But up front, I mean, you got Greg Rousseau, you have A.J. Epenesa. I think in the interior, that's where things have faltered a little bit, and it's in concert with the linebacker play at times. But now you're down Dewan Smoot, who I think has really been a key cog for them against the run at times. Like, he was just coming back from that groin injury early in the season when the Baltimore Ravens game happened, and I thought they played better against the run the last couple. And now without him, without Dwayne Carter, I think you liked some of what you saw from Ilyanku the other day. But again, if they don't make a move here in the next few minutes, I don't know where the answers are coming from. Bobby Babbage yesterday said it could be a week-by-week situation. There's contingencies that were, you know, that have been in place, and that they have plans for when guys are out of the lineup. But if that doesn't work in a week against a Jonathan Taylor, who any given week can just completely brutalize you on the ground, that's a huge concern. I think going into this game, stopping Jonathan Taylor has to be one of the top priorities for Sean McDermott and his defense.
Well, Matt, we want to give you the last 15 minutes before the trade deadline to do what the rest of us are doing, which is scan your wire and wait for some breaking news. So before we let you go, let everybody what they can expect this week at Syracuse.com and the Shout Pod.
Yeah, if there is a move made, we will have you covered at the website. Of course, my travel baseball team starts indoor practice tonight, 5 to 7, so the show will have to wait until 7:30 or 8 tonight, but we will have you covered at some point today. It's not a busy day, right? Nobody's doing anything on Tuesday, November 5th.
This is right. It's a true story here, and I told Ryan Talbot this story. There is somebody I met at St. John Fisher. He's the new sports information director. Comes up to me, he's like, "Hey, Gene, yeah, I know you," and my chest kind of, you know, puffs out a little bit. "Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I've saw you a couple times on the Shout podcast." Mike Hogan, buddy of Ryan's from Olean. So yeah, so thank you for the invite in past years, and got me noticed.
There you go. This is Gene's kind of under the radar, trying to get back on as a guest. The passive aggressive.
It's very passive aggressive, Matt. Very.
It's been too long. I feel like we got to get you back on soon. You know, I'm thinking maybe training camp, right? We dial that thing back up again. And, you know, we get you on an episode. We'll do a sit down. We'll really, like, you know, we'll make it special.
Look, man, you're going to have to do it a lot sooner than training camp. I say mandatory mini camp, OTAs. I mean, you know.
Chiefs, Niners, Jets. No. Like, there's all these games coming up, man.
Oh, yeah, I think Matt has to go. There's probably something breaking somewhere. Matt, appreciate the time, buddy.
Later, boys.
Yeah. Matt Parrino covers a team for the Syracuse Post-Standard. And of course, the Shout podcast. So you got stopped, and you didn't big time this guy. You actually he knew.
No,
who you were.
No. Like, you know, knew he's in charge of all the sports information at Fisher.
I had an unintentional Battaglia big time on Friday night.
Well, that's the brand name of this now.
The Battaglia big time. Yeah,
I don't. Like
it's
that,
unintentional.
But,
right. Unintentional.
Unintentional.
I was my daughter wanted to go to the McQuaid sectional game against Pittsford on Friday night.
Did you end up going?
I ended up going.
Okay.
And I'm there, and one of her friends' mom was there, one of her golf teammates' mom was there, so I saw her and, you know, greeted her, and right next to her is this gentleman standing there, and I introduced her, "Hey, I'm Chris," and he looks at me, he's like, "Yeah, I'm her husband." Like, I've met him a handful of times, but he was completely bundled up. Everybody was, you know, dressed warmly because the conditions, you know, it was a nice night, but it was chilly, and I didn't even recognize him because he was all bundled up, and I felt like the biggest big timer, and I'm like, I need to stop doing that. I need to stop introducing myself to people who already know who I am. Like, this guy probably thinks, dude, we've met so many times. How can you not recognize me at this point? But
and I'm the one who gets criticized.
That's an unintentional Battaglia bit. I told my wife, and she's like, you just need to stop introducing yourself to people. I'm like, maybe you're right. Maybe I'll just continue to fly under the radar.
But you're not Mike Danger in public. That's, you know,
I was in dad mode. I was in dad mode. I was there with my daughter, and I was both my daughters. My younger daughter running around with her friends all over the place, and my older daughter actually taking an interest in what was happening on the field. Mm-hmm. Good weekend of Section 5 coming up as well. I can't believe it. Fairport getting shocked by the 8 seed Rush and Raider Royal Comets.
You got McQuaid Aquinas this week. Yes.
Wait, is it McQuaid is a 2.
And Aquinas is the 3.
And Aquinas is a 3. So what is it? U Prep and
Rush Henrietta? Rush Henrietta.
So it's not seeded where the higher seed plays the lower seed.
No, it's
the bracket.
Total bracket.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was wondering if they're going to move that game from McQuaid to, say, Fisher or someone. No, for last I heard, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, they're going to keep that game at McQuaid.
Yeah.
Unlike years ago where they played it at the baseball stadium, but the baseball stadium was 99 yards. But nobody will notice.
Yeah.
Nobody will notice.
Such a weird story in the history of Section 5 football, but we wish good luck to all the remaining teams and their families. So I will do my best to not introduce myself to people moving forward. I will not Battaglia big time anybody else moving forward. We've got more on the way as the NFL trade deadline is 10 minutes away. So while we take a break here, we'll scan the wire. We'll see if Brandon Bean makes any sort of last minute move. We'll check in with Amherst head coach Mike Leone, who a bit of breaking news here in the sports bar. I don't know if you saw this while we were talking to...
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
While we were talking to Matt Perino, the Sabres loaned Yuri Kulik back to the Amerks. So Yuri Kulik, potentially available, we'll ask Mike.
Yeah, I would think you're making that move to get him some Mike. Why not? Like, honestly, like, he's not going to be in line for Buffalo tonight. Let him be in the lineup tomorrow for the Amherst.
Absolutely. So Mike Leone stops by the sports bar here in about a half an hour or so. We'll also talk some fantasy football before 5 o'clock with our buddy from NFL Network, Michael F. Florio, stopping by as well. We have time for your calls at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.